Let's head offshore now. The most senior Catholic cleric ever to be convicted of child sex abuse is back behind bars after failing in his bid to have his convictions quashed. The Australian Cardinal, George Pell, was jailed for 6 years in March after being found guilty of sexually abusing two choir boys when he was Archbishop of Melbourne in the 1990s. Today, his appeal was dismissed in a 2-1 decision by the Victorian Court of Appeal. Elizabeth Brown reports.
George Pell arrived from prison at the court in Melbourne, where a large crowd of reporters were waiting, along with a line of people stretching the length of the building, eager to get in. He sat quietly as the appeal court Chief Justice Anne Ferguson announced the decision.
By a majority of 2-1, the Court of Appeal has dismissed Cardinal Pell, George Pell's appeal against his conviction for the commission of sexual offences. He will continue to serve his sentence of 6 years imprisonment.
Before his very public fall from grace, Pell had moved up the ranks of Australia's Catholic Church to serve as a treasurer at the Vatican and a trusted advisor of the Pope. His central ground for appeal was that the guilty verdicts were unreasonable because there was insufficient evidence for a jury to be satisfied of his guilt beyond reasonable doubt. Pell was convicted of abusing two boys. One victim died of a heroin overdose in 2014 at the age of 31 and didn't live to see justice. Viv Waller, the lawyer for the surviving choir boy whose evidence led to Pell's conviction, read a statement on his behalf.
The journey has taken me to places that, in my darkest moments, I feared I would not return from. The justice machine rolls on with all of its processes and punditry, almost forgetting about the people at the heart of the matter.
For many abuse survivors and victims' rights advocates, the fact Pell's convictions have been upheld are a turning point. Chrissy Foster, whose two daughters were abused by Catholic priests, said it's a great day.
It's a hard crime to get a conviction in the first place. Hardly anyone comes forward. And this has been an outstanding example of justice, and just amazed.
But it might not be over yet. Pell's lawyers say they're now studying the judgment and are looking at the possibility of another appeal, this time to the country's highest federal court in Canberra. One victim's campaigner, Leonie Sheedy, says today's decision should send a message to the Catholic Church, and any attempt at another appeal would be a waste of time and money.
I think the Catholic Church needs to stop wasting money on appeals and give that money that they would spend on fancy lawyers to the victims of their crimes.
The Australian Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, says he expects Pell will now be stripped of his Order of Australia, and he extended his sympathies to all victims of child sexual abuse.
Events like this today bring it all back, and I would urge Australians who find themselves reliving these experiences to reach out to those around them, to reach out to the services that are there for them, and whatever phase of life they're in. These things can take you back a long way. And so that's where my sympathies are.
Pell has released a statement through his lawyers saying he's disappointed with today's decision and still maintains his innocence. Under the terms of his sentence, he'll be eligible for parole after serving 3 years and 8 months of his 6-year sentence. For Checkpoint, call Elizabeth Brown, 10A.